morning, Bukola. Good morning, Lakers. How was your weekend?
It was fine, thank you. And how was it getting here?
Monday rush, so nothing new, nothing special this morning.
Lagos is used to it.
Yeah, we're used to it.
All right, so who is our guest? I think our guest should introduce himself.
Yes, as is our tradition. Maybe a little hype before you give your name there. So he plays in the entertainment space, you know, so to help you relax, help you take your mind off things, you know. They've been around for some years now, and I think they've done pretty well for themselves.
Thank you.
In this instance, maybe it's difficult to continue the hype without giving away what industry or where he plays. So I'll let him introduce himself.
All right. Good morning, Lagos. Thank you so much for having me, Classic FM. My name is Moses Babatope. I am the Group Executive Director for Film House Group and the Managing Director for Film One Distribution and Production. Really excited to be here this morning.
Nice to have you.
Thank you.
So,
yes, thank you. Thank you for coming here, Moses. Thank you for coming. We really, 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 really had a fun time gisting just before we got on air now. So, Film One. Let's start. About last year, I think Naira Metrics reported that Nigerians spent about 600 million Naira at the cinemas.
Wow, that's good.
In December 2018.
That means we're getting better. We're no more into the piracy business.
Let me put it in perspective. That 600 million Naira figure is a figure generated in ticket sales in 10 days, as opposed to, you know, the whole month of December last year.
So how do you do it? Do you have people that buy bulk tickets from me and then resell? Or these are people walking in straight to buy?
Very good question. These are people walking in straight to buy, and maybe the odd few also buying online, you know, from cinemas. We're proud to, our cinema chain actually has the online ticketing feature. But really and truly, these numbers are, you know, they are real, they are true. We're delighted that, you know, Naira Metrics could pick up on it. It's one of the things that we had been pushing for, you know, transparency and, you know, an availability of data that look beyond the music, beyond the food, beyond the fashion. On the film exhibition side, there is an emerging and thriving sector.
So we're embracing that culture of going to cinemas now.
Absolutely.
Going back to it. Remember the back in the day. So
absolutely.
Not buying the CDs off the guys.
Yeah.
So one of
the points I wanted to make to you this morning is that the Nigerian territory. Okay. So the way we classify it is the territory is called English speaking West Africa, and it's made up of Nigeria, Ghana, and Liberia.
Okay.
Right now there are 50 cinemas in that territory. Nigeria has 45. You know, so Nigeria typically accounts for 91-92% of English speaking
really?
West Africa. Naturally so. We are
most populous.
Yes,
language.
Most populous, but also film loving, you know, entertainment loving. We lead the way entertainment wise. Last year, 5.9 billion in ticket sales.
From nationwide,
you know. 5.9 billion English speaking West Africa. So I think Nigeria was about just 5.1 billion.
Out of that. But how did we arrive at this? Take us through. How did we arrive? Because it wasn't always like this over the years, and we could never really tell what the ticket sales are, how movies were performing at the box office.
Yeah, so how did we arrive at this? We arrived at it with, you know, a growing appetite, you know, by investors and financiers, you know, to take a, you know, gamble on the cinema, you know, on the cinema investment. Growing appetite by developers as well, you know, who now see that beyond grocery shops and supermarkets, other anchors, you know, can come into their developments, and cinemas have played, you know, a key role. You know, how have we gotten here? We've gotten here because we now have like a, you know, professional body called the Cinema Exhibitors Association of Nigeria, you know, which is committed to like proper transparency, accountability, and professional standards. That's what has got us here pretty fast. I always like to, you know, have this conversation by saying thank you to Silverbird in 2004, you know, who decided, you know, to take the first, you know, gamble, you know, on the industry. And the industry has, you know, grown in leaps and bounds since then. We would have loved it to be more exponential, but it has had to be a little steady not slow, a little steady, so that we could rebuild the culture.
I think organic growth, yes, as opposed to something hacked.
Something, you know, you'd have put a lot of money and then the growth would have been slower. So we've grown the way we ought to. I think now we're at the tipping point where we now need to expand.
That's
and last year was one of those watershed years. That's last year's figures was record figures, you know, since we've had modern cinemas back.
So what do we expect this year? Since if last year was almost like the starting point, this year I think we're... We're looking at what, taking a quantum leap?
I think so. I think globally, if you look at the film slate, what is expected to be released, you know, around the world, 2019 is looking like a record year, you know, the world over. I think Nigeria will not be left out. And what makes Nigeria special is that we have our own local products, you know, and everybody's stepping up. If you look at December last year, there was a clutter of 8 or 9 very, very good films towards the end of the year, whether it was Chief Daddy or whether it was God Calling.
Yes, our local content are really taking
yes,
center stage.
You know, there was really good content. This year, nobody's slowing down. There's a lot of very, very, a succession of really good content coming.
Follow-on movies or fresh movies?
Fresh movies. Fresh
coming
movies
out.
And some of the follow-on movies. So, for example, Conan Folayo just released his trailer, Mokalik. He's back. Ishaya Bako, who did Genevieve's first movie, wrote it yesterday. He's back with Fort Republic. You know, we know there's a reboot for the classic Living in Bondage that's been done and almost finished. Jade Osiberu, who did the film Isoken, she's back with a film called Nigerian Trade. Moabudu and the Ebony Life team have, you know, a film coming up in October called Oloture. You know, Inkblot, the guys that have done Up North and done Moms at War and done New Money, are back with 2 films this year. AY is back with a film. Omoni Oboli is back with a film. Tony Abraham is back with a film.
A busy year, no doubt. So, I think Moses just given us an insight into what we should expect. So, for people all over Lagos, you don't need to worry too much about how you're going to relax. You can just plan for each of these premieres or when these movies are going to come out, you know, and find your way down to the cinema.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's dig a bit deeper, because if we go that line, I mean, we'll just continue. Talking, yeah. You know. So you're part of the team that brought IMAX cinemas to Nigeria. I mean, could you walk us through a bit of that process? You know, how long did it take? You know, was it inevitable or was it a chance? You know, I mean, the IMAX, there's only one so far
in West Africa.
West Africa.
Yeah.
You know, tell us a bit about that. What is the IMAX in the first instance?
So the IMAX is, I always like to compare it, even though IMAX don't really like it. You know, when you look at your SD and HD, you know, TV, you know, it's, you know.
Sorry for our listeners, SD is standard definition. HD is high definition.
Yeah. That's the classic, you know, kind of like, you know, illustration or example if you wanted to. But IMAX is immeasurably higher. You know, it's immersive, you know, film viewing experience. It's you know, it's the IMAX word actually means image maximum. You know, the IMAX we have in Lekki, in West Africa, is actually 4 stories high. It's 22 meters wide by 13 meters high.
It's about, I've been there. It's an overwhelming experience.
You can't miss it. And IMAX go the extra mile to ensure that, you know, your sound experience, your image experience, you know, even the geometry of the screen, everything, every detail, you know, they cover, you know. And you and going back to your question, it was when we embarked on contacting them, it looked like a very, very daunting challenge. You know, at the time, you know, we're doing negligible box office, although let me call it negligible, maybe not as significant to warrant, you know, the economics of getting the IMAX technology here. First of all, you know, the cost, you know, of getting that kind of technology probably didn't make sense at the time. Second of all, the issues of transparency about reporting box office numbers, you know, and repatriation of funds was not entirely clear. You know, third of all, IMAX had actually taken, you know, they had taken a trip to the country to find out whether it was viable. They are always about, you know, new frontiers, emerging markets, you know, and that market, they certainly had interest, but were looking for the right partners, you know. So I think there was a convergence between our appetite to, you know, foolproof our business and IMAX's interest in finding a new market. And in 2014, we engaged them, you know, and it was essentially a 2-year process, you know, between, you know, we engaging them and 2016, we launching. We were fortunate enough to raise capital in 2014, which meant we could expand pretty fast. But I think our track record, you know, and our expertise in being cinema operators kind of gave us, you know, the edge above maybe some of our competitors who were looking at that technology.
So let's talk a bit about it, because you mentioned it earlier on about Cinema Exhibitors Association of Nigeria.
Yeah.
And you said, look, it's really helped, you know, the industry in trying to spur the growth, the current growth we see right now.
Yeah.
In the industry. So could you talk about that? Who are these cinema exhibitors? Is it just the cinema houses or the film distribution companies? How many are they, you know, and where are they located?
Thank you very much. The Cinema Exhibitors Association of Nigeria is a professional body whose like remit is to represent cinema operators, you know, cinema owners in the Nigeria territory. It's currently been, you know, headed by the Chief Operating Officer of Ozone Cinemas, Mr. Patrick Lee, is the chairman. I'm the secretary of that association. And we have a treasurer, Opre Ajayi, who is the executive vice president of Genesis Cinemas. It's a cinema association, a cinema operation association. The distributors have their own association called the Theatrical Distributors Association of Nigeria. So that's very much specific to releasing films to cinemas. The idea of the association was to standardize and professionalize, you know, the sector, you know, ensuring that, you know, shared challenges, you know, and common challenges are being looked at holistically, and, you know, we can try and solve them. Challenges like, you know, taxation, challenges like, you know, copyright, challenges like, you know, piracy, you know, those kind of things, and ensuring that as the world becomes more and more globalized, we are also having a say, especially because we have a strong local, you know, content market, you know. So it's very, very important that as things develop and as things evolve, you know, there's a reputable body that speaks for the average Nigerian cinema operator.
It's Business Half Hour here on Classic FM 97.3. Taiwo with us, and we also have some interesting guy here with us telling us about what it's like in the movie world. It's all about Filmworn NG here, and his name is Moses Babatope. Well, someone is asking you, does Netflix bother you?
Wow, that's a good question. At the moment, no. At the moment, I think Netflix is a, you know, necessary, I won't call them stakeholder, they're necessary
home entertainment.
I don't know.
Necessary evil?
No, not necessarily evil. I think necessary addition to the industry in a way.
Mm.
I feel like we sometimes do not give ourselves enough credit for some of the strides we've made in the industry. And I feel it will be difficult for Netflix to want to push a growth agenda without looking this direction, you know. And just to put it again, you know, Film One is a production company as well, you know. So for us, you know, if Netflix are going to come, we want them to partner with us. One of the things I always say to, you know, a lot of industry, you know, stakeholders and people is it's important for us to be structured. Hence why the Cinema Exhibitors Association of Nigeria is also very important. That we're structured and we show that we know what we're doing, such that when people, when this, you know, institutionalized bodies, when they come, it's not a situation of we know it better than you.
Mm.
It's not a situation of we're coming to almost be imperialist. Like, we want to partner with you. We want to get the best of your people to, you know, to tell your own stories, you know.
So,
and
I mean, sorry to cut you.
You know what?
We already see them partnering with some local, they're putting some local content on their Nigerian platform, content,
yeah, yeah,
on their platform,
yeah,
in itself. And I wanted to delve a bit into this, what the business model is like, the cinema business model. So Netflix, we understand their business model. We'll do this after the break,
okay,
but just to have a thought on all that, right, how you guys make money.
No worries.
All right, we'll be right back. Business Half Hour on Classic FM 97.3. Talking movies this morning and a lot of questions coming in. So Moses, Babatokwe says, is it possible to pitch a specific script to your film production, film one? If so, how can this be properly done?
Yes, very, very possible. Like I said before, we're a film production company and we are accredited to have done a number of, I modestly put it, big hits recently. You can reach us by email, info@filmonng.com. That's the best way to reach us, and we'll definitely let you know the process of, you know, of working on your scripts. As you know, we get a lot of these scripts coming to us, and we're very, very careful about, you know, proprietary work or, you know, intellectual property. So we always encourage people to obviously, you know, send inquiries or, you know, speak to us. But we always say email us first and then we'll let you know the process.
So before we went on break, I wanted to delve in a bit and say, okay, so we know what Netflix, how they make money, how they generate their revenue, subscriptions, and so on, mainly, yeah. So how do cinemas make money? Talk to us about the business model.
All right, very, very simple. The core business model is cinema ticket sales, right? It's you go into a cinema, you purchase a ticket, you know, and you go and watch a film. I wouldn't call them secondary, you know, revenue lines, because they're getting more important now, because you can't go and watch, you hardly go and watch a film in cinemas without, you know, film food. So the next line is your retail purchases. So that's your popcorn, your drinks, your hot dog, your shawarma, that kind of stuff, you know.
And they're sold at a premium too.
Yeah, they're sold at a premium, you know, but they're very, very high quality, you know, tasteful, your tasty, you know, snacks that you have. We saw that, and that contributes to the revenue pot. As you noticed, you know, I said 5.9 billion in ticket sales. You know, that amounted to about just almost 5 million tickets. You know, so that's 5 million captive, you know, audience, you know, that's coming, you know, walking through, you know, the doors of 50 locations across 3 countries and, you know, however many cities. So that's advertising revenue.
These figures sound enticing.
Yes.
So if somebody says now, oh, I like this cinema business, I want to get into it.
Yeah.
What are the opportunities for them? I'll latch onto that as well, is in terms of funding as well.
Yeah.
How have you been able to get to where you are right now? And are there plans for you raising more funds to be able to scale? Because I think you have some fantastic ideas that you were sharing with me earlier in that sense. So if I wanted to get into the cinema business now, you know, 35, 50 seater, you know, how do we do that?
We definitely encourage people to, you know, find out more information, you know, on the cinema business. I think it's an interesting business to get into, but we also try to caution that it's not cheap to get into it. A lot of the inputs, materials or equipment, you know, for cinemas is not readily available in the country. So you have to import. That means that you need foreign exchange, you know, to get this in, and those have their, you know, attendant challenges, you know. But we always say, for those that have the ambition, maybe not one screen, maybe you want to do 2 or 3 screens, so that in case competition comes to around your area, you can stand tall a little bit. By the time you have one screen, you have constraints of how many films can show, how many slots you can give the films, how long you can keep them for, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's something we are encouraging people to have more conversations on. You know, it's something we want more developers to think about, you know, when they are putting their more developments out. So, you know, in terms of career opportunities, you know, we have cinema managers, we have people, printers that, you know, work very closely with us. We have people that supply retail items. We work with advertising agencies and media agencies or media buyers. You know, there's a range of opportunities. As you know, on the distribution side, we work with filmmakers, and the filmmakers also work with a host of crew. So that there's that comes comes into play. You then talked about
funding.
Funding is not easy, particularly in an entertainment sector that people find largely unstructured. You know, unstructured, either you don't, you know, keep the right books, you know, you don't have even a
vibe. So how have you been able to do it? Is it through what, private equity? Is it venture capitalists? Is it a bank? Is it your personal finances? Is it family and friends? How?
It's a combination of everything, but also I think at the at the foundation of it is, you know, expertise and experience that we've garnered over the last 17, 18 years. You know, I think as for any funder or anybody, you know, that's involved in raising finances for businesses, you know, they'll tell you they invest in the people, you know, and we're grateful for the privilege of, you know, being trained, you know, with the largest cinema chain in Europe, Odeon Cinemas. You know, that contributed a lot to, you know, our standing and eligibility, you know, to get funds. Yeah, but our funding is a mix of, you know, bank debt, you know, personal finances, and not too long ago, private equity, you know, funding, you know, and, you know, we've had the pressures of ensuring that we thrive as a business in a tough economy over the last few years, where you've had a devaluation and you've had, you know, a recession.
Yeah,
it's not been easy.
I can imagine.
Still need to get people out. In a climate where it's also very tough to raise prices on tickets, you know. But we're still here. And
are you raising more funds? Are you still fundraising?
We're looking to expand, and therefore that means that, yes, you know, we will need more funds to do that.
Because, so what are you expanding to?
So we're expanding to a few sites on the island, two locations on the island. I'm delighted to say we are bringing the second IMAX in West Africa, and we'll be opening in a few months. We are also going to a development in Victoria Island. I can't disclose at the moment, but we have signed up and we should open in a few months. We are also very close to signing off a development, you know, on the mainland.
Okay,
the capital of Lagos. Yes,
a question,
the capital
here for of you, Lagos.
okay, so mainlanders, there you have it.
It says when is IMAX putting a screen on the mainland? It's not just islanders that can watch movies, you know.
Yes, we actually have a location on the mainland, a film house, Surulere. Mm-hmm. It's actually the largest location in Lagos. It's an 8-screen cinema. You know, we actually have two locations side by side, so we always call it, you know, an 8-screen. One is a 3-screen, one is a 5-screen. So there's Surulere there that you can go to, and it's a great cinema. But we're also then, you know, opening, you know, one, like I said, on the mainland very shortly.
So what's it like working for you? Are you looking to hire? You talked about some cinema managers. I don't imagine the skill sets are readily available.
Yeah, and that's one of the challenges we have, you know, in the business. But we're grateful that, you know, we've been able to, you know, put together a training, you know, manual and a training, almost like a training school, you know, to or training academy that basically develops our cinema managers and cinema operators of tomorrow. We're just looking for passionate, energetic, innovative, you know, driven, you know, people. You know, we understand that they might not have any prior cinema management experience or cinema experience. So anyone that embodies some of the values I've just mentioned, you know, as well as, you know, interpersonal skills, then those are the kind of people we're looking at to work with us.
Okay, so who are your competition?
So this is always a tricky question, because we, like I said, we belong to a professional body called the Cinema Exhibitors Association of Nigeria, and because the Nigerian territory is in its infancy, like it's still virgin, I like to refer to our competition as colleagues.
Okay, so they are competitors, competition.
Yeah, so we see them as colleagues. Silverbed, I mentioned earlier on, you know, I've done a great job. Genesis Cinemas, Viva Cinemas, and big ups to them. They opened two locations in the last 2 weeks, one in Ota and one in Enugu. And I believe they're making more cinema investments. We have Grand Cinemas, we have Manturian Cinemas, Ozone Cinemas. We have Kada Cinemas in Benin, which, you know, on a good day can be a top 5 cinema, just for one location. So in the association, there are about 9 or 10 registered members. There are 19 companies, you know, cinema companies, you know, trading actively in the English West Africa region.
Okay, so before we go,
yeah,
tell me your top 3 movies of 2019.
Oof. You put me on the spot there.
Nah, yeah, you were really not.
So I've been saying to people, like,
your own personal top.
Yes, yeah. I've been saying to people, I think Lion King is going to be really huge. I remain a big fan of Lion King. It's timeless. It's a classic. You know, I want to see, you know, this live action masterpiece. You know, I've seen the IMAX. I think that would be my top one. And then it's got to be Avengers Endgame out in a few months. And I think I can't reveal, there's a big Nigerian film coming out, you know, and I think that'll be my third one. I can't reveal the title.
Okay, so the unknown movie is the third one.
Unknown Nigerian movie.
Okay, and good. The Nigerian movie made it in there. Yes. But we still have a little time, Bukola.
Just one more minute.
So, but what's the relationship like with the foreign studios, the Universal Studios, the Warner Bros. Studios, and what's the relationship like with the local market? You know, so are they just a source for getting movies, or are you looking to also export some content through that same channel?
The relationship, I have to say, and I have to really pay, you know, homage to a lot of the studios. Relationship is really good. It's cordial. It's very professional. It's beyond just getting movies from them. A lot of them are actively interested in the development of cinema going in Nigeria, and a lot of them, you know, we relate with, you know, directly, no middleman. We, on our distribution side, Film One, we represent 20th Century Fox as its exclusive licensees, you know, for English-speaking West Africa. We also do the same things for Warner Brothers. Silverbird represent Paramount, Universal, and Sony, while a company called Blue Pictures represents Disney.
So you guys are always doing horse trading.
So everybody, all Hollywood is here in Nigeria.
Okay.
You know, and beyond that, you know, they're actively looking and seeing what our local content market is doing. And very soon you hear very big things are about to happen.
Okay. You know,
but I will be grateful to come back and share them when they do happen.
When they happen or before they happen?
Just before they happen.
Just before they happen.
Yeah.
So great times ahead, you say?
Fantastic times ahead. Great time to be in the film space.
It's been wonderful having you here, Moses. We'll go on and on and on and on and on, but time will not permit us.
At all. Time would never permit.
Thank you once again for showing up this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. Thank you for the work you do to promote cinema-going culture and the film industry and entertainment at large in Nigeria and Africa.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day and your week as well.